Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanere Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Go anywhere. Let your hand clap keep going. Let it keep going. Let it keep going. Let it keep going. Beautiful harmony. God bless you. Lovely song. I just like the song that you've chosen today. God bless you, harmony. Yeah. Your hand clap stop before I finish talking. Oh, you are not excited to be here tonight. We should close and go home. No, because if you are not excited, there's no need for me to introduce the man. Wait. Listen. We can't bring a world-class man of God to low-grade audiences. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, if you know that tonight you are not a top-notch audience, please, let me not bring him, lest the Lord will get upset. Because this is God's servant that he has sent. So, if God's servant that he has sent comes and the reception is not good, it's God that we are offending. So, I'm not sure whether you are ready to receive such things. Because the way it's going, you know. Even still, this side, I'm not feeling the excitement. Like, they are asleep. Okay, then stay standing. Let me see whether you are really serious. You know, one day, I saw a video of a top chef who said that his children said they wanted a sophisticated meal. Do you understand? You know, like when you go to a restaurant, they've done some wild things. And they said that they only had KFC, chicken, and chips for him to use to make the sophisticated food. So he took the bag of KFC food, took it out in the video, and he began to work with it to do things. When he finished, he had made a very sophisticated meal with it. He had cut the chicken up, put some things on it, done some things, and said, hey. So you see, when you meet a world-class chef, you can do anything with anything. Now tonight, the servant of God that I'm introducing to you, he's able to take something, a verse, a small book, something that something that is mass production, and whip it into. I'm happy that you understand me. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are ready tonight, I want you to make some noise. Clap your hands. You can jump if you want to. And let's welcome to this party the Bishop Edwin Morgan. Oh, go, come on. Make some noise tonight. His brother's service.
Hallelujah. I said, Ra se Onyanko pawo yo do Yesu do imi jene huwa Mesia se Eka mi diye juma pape namaya Anunsi wu pape wu Eni wase weide mame Nemo mama matia se se Senya sonya sa sente mwari no Sara na weyi mi fumsu eni na refu ho Enya no ma du si mo ta Fini ki kebi eni mo Eee no na Ama ye jibim Wajane ni menti ye bono seda Atira ma son Na ya kanya ni usori tumino Aya Oh, ama wato
to be in church. Don't you think we should be collecting gate fee? Clap your hands once again. Now, tonight, I'm so happy to see you in particular in church. And I want you to know that you are very welcome. This is the best place to be on a Saturday evening. And your decision to be here tonight will be rewarded by God. You are going to have something to show to the world that you were in God's presence. Amen. Clap your hands for Jesus. And as you are standing, I want us to pray. Father, we thank you. This service is adding to your will for our lives.
Amen. Oh.
This service is one of the guideposts.
Jesus.
Tonight, it will not be my voice. It will be your voice. Your impact. Your power.
Yes.
So everybody here tonight, we submit to your power.
Oh.
And we say, let your will be done.
Let your will be done.
Let this experience be unforgettable. Let this experience be memorable.
Yes.
Let this experience last.
Mm.
Let this experience take us far.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for all the circumstances that guided us here tonight. It was all your will.
Jesus.
Touch us.
Mm.
Heal us.
Yes.
Bless us.
Yes.
Guide us. Let your will be done.
Let your will be done.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So as you clap your hands, you may also be seated in the presence of the Lord. Well, tonight we are going to have a short Bible study, because it's good to study the Word of God. Lift up your right hand and say, I love the Word of God. Or say, I love the Word of God. Say, I like the Word of God. God's Word is very important to me. Hallelujah. And so, in keeping with the messages I've been preaching for the past 3 or so weeks, I'm continuing to teach you from this powerful book, which is a gift. And tonight I'm very happy that we've once again been chosen to launch some of the beautiful books written by our father and our pastor. And was it a year ago we launched this book? Last year, not a year ago, but last year, yes. We launched this book, Seeing and Hearing, which is how you should live your life. Those who do well in life, they see and hear. Those who don't do well. How many of you want to do well in life? Oh, okay. Then I got the wrong information. I didn't know you were so many. I was told only 17 of you wanted to do well. How many of you want to do well in life? Oh, I see. Those who do well in life, they are graded based on the books they read. Yes. The sanquasses, those who are going nowhere, they are graded based on the amount of food they eat. But American presidents, for instance, they are categorized. U.S. presidents, they are categorized based on the books they read. The books they read. So much that when they rule, and they go out of power, what they do as a memorial for their being in charge of America for 4 years or 8 years is a library. They don't build nightclubs or ranches or chop bars. Millionaires, they are put into different categories, not by the amount of money they have, but by the books they read. Tonight, I want to invite you. By saying I want to invite you, I want to pull you out of your family. Because nobody is doing well there. Come out and do some reading and have a better life than your cousins. Come out. Come out. Those who are doing well, you know, every bad thing you've done can be traced to something you saw or you heard. Nothing just happens to you. Nothing can have power over you until it can get you to hear something or see something. Nothing has power over you. Nobody has power over you. There is no girl who can get you to fall in love with her until she paints her face for you to see her face. It is when you've seen her face that you can forget your mother's name.
Thank you.
It's true. A man can never, I don't blame you because you don't have testicles, but a man with testicles will never be affected by anything if he has not seen the thing. I'm telling you. So if the devil will get to you, he will get to you through getting you to see. So in the Garden of Eden, he managed to get the woman to see. So it was, she saw that it was good for food.
Sweet teaching.
If you've not seen it, it will have no power over you. That is how you could fall in love with your math teacher. Core maths. The core maths teacher. I said, if you've not seen it, it will have no power. So the people with power are those who see and they hear. I want to beg you, if you have come into God, I want to beg you, if you've come around, if you are serious, get this book. You will rise to the degree that you respect the contents of this book. Those who do well in school, they see and they hear. I mean, we are going for biology practical exam. You've not seen a frog being dissected. How are you going to answer that question? But the sister who dissected it twice at St. Mary's. Mary's. Twice. When she's back in school and the frog's legs are open like that, she knows, she can even draw it and color it. Then you, while she was at Mary's cutting it, you were killing lizards at Osu Cemetery. What is the point? The one who sees has power over the one who does not see. I would like you to go to my podcast and listen to the few messages I've preached on this subject, because your life is dependent on how you can see and how you can hear. And like I've said already, and it is worth repeating, it is your inability and your unwillingness to see and hear the right things that Satan has been able to get you to see and hear the wrong things. Today, I'm preaching from, and that's one of the shortest chapters in this book. It's chapter 6. It says, seeing and hearing guarantees divine direction. I don't even know how to start preaching. I think it's clear already. Let's call Mary to sing and we close the service. No. When you see and you hear, it gives you, say, divine direction. Please repeat it. Say it again. Say divine direction.
Divine direction.
Beautiful. What's your name? Jesus. Jason. Beautiful. You're in the church with your phone, your handkerchief, and your communion. You are complete. I think you can't see me, so let me come and stand there, because today is just a 15 minutes. I mean, are you trying to live your life without direction? That's the first question. I mean, I need to answer that. Reverend, why are you laughing? I'm preaching, you are laughing. Are you trying to live your life on this earth without direction? You want to marry a man without direction? You want to choose a course in the university? And you are choosing the course. When we were children, younger guys, there was a course. I don't know what it was, tech or UCC. It was Landico. It was tech. It was the top. I mean, if you were doing Landico, I mean, medicine was like class 3. Akito, we don't talk about it. Landico. Then if you were in Legon, it was admin. Admin. She's doing admin. So you are choosing a course because it is popular. when the will of God for your life is not popular. Don't try to do anything without being directed. This world is not a place. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, sets the stage for this expedition. Oh Lord, I know that the way, I've got 7 more minutes. The way of a man is not in himself. It is not in a man that walketh to direct, or if you are from England, to direct. Hedi, is it not direct? Hedi near. Hedi, is it not direct? Or direct. Direct is fine. It is not in man that walketh. Hedi says we can say direct. So it is not in a man. It is not in you. The way you should take in life. The way to your marriage. The way to your job. The way to how to relate with your mother-in-law. The way to how to relate with your next door neighbor's son. The way where to stay in future. Everybody, see, that's why if you can, if the man, I don't know whether it's a man or a woman there tonight, but if you can color the way of man, the way of man. That is, everybody, see, I see these two beautiful ladies, both of them are wearing yellow. Is it not canary yellow? This is canary, yeah. So these two ladies are wearing canary yellow. So ideally, they should all marry black colored men of similar height. Ideally, based on the color of what they are wearing. But everybody, each one of them has her way. What's your name, my dear? Abigail, what's your name, my dear? Emilia's way is not Abigail's way. But you'll be surprised that because Abigail met a man with BMW car keys, Emilia also wants a man with Mercedes-Benz car keys. But everybody has his way. We are pastors. But your way is not my way.
Come on. You are waking it.
I'm very happy that for the 30 years I've been a pastor, I've not followed any pastor. I've not followed any pastor. I tried and I realized that they were misleading me. Even as recently as 2 years ago, I tried to follow some pastors. I realized that I was being misled. So I cut myself off them. UD pastors. I cut myself off. Because as we are in the system, everybody has his way. And those people I decided to disconnect from, they are very pleasing to their pastor. They are very good pastors. But if I try to do what they are doing, I will enter. If I do my things my way, their way, I will have problems. I can easily lose my job. Yes. It's very important for you to know your way. Your way. See, people have a way of doing their things. And the truth is that you will never know. There's an English word called details. You will never know the details of people's actions. All you see is what the person is doing. Like tonight, you can see me preaching. I'm not even holding a book. You to try and preach without holding a book. there is something called the details, because what you see is that I'm standing here with a microphone and I'm preaching. But what you don't know is the details of the life I have lived for the past 1 week, getting ready for tonight. That's why singers don't sing well. Because you are copying a singer. The details of whose life you don't know. That is why if you came to church with a friend, we got born again. The person who led me to Jesus Christ and got me born again, it's my wife sitting there. At the same time, please don't clap. The same day I got born again, I had another friend who is also a pastor today. But we are two different human beings. We have two different ministries. His ways are not my ways. There are some decisions he's taking that if I had taken those decisions here, I would not be standing in front of you. But he's pleasing God. He's walking in God's path. He's doing very well. Because every man has his ways. That is why it's important for you to depend on God to direct your paths. Nothing is as clear as you think. We are all pastors. We will pray together. We will do things together. But no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. No, 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 no. I will not follow how you are doing your things. Within the range of normal limits, I will not follow the way you are doing your things. Because there are a lot of details of your life I don't know. That's why the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 60, and verse number 1. Look at it. Arise. Shine. Why? Finally, your light has come. Tonight, your light has come. Now, when your light comes, why should it be celebrated? Why? Because the verse 2, the second verse, explains it. It says that darkness shall cover the earth. And as for the people, gross darkness. Which means that you don't know the person you are looking at. Yes. There's a very big place for the art of following. That's a very, very big place for the art of copying. But don't just get up and copy something because the person is doing something. Yes. You should know where you are before you copy something you want to copy. You should know where you are. That is why today's message is A1. Sir, I want to follow you. Can you please come? Let me follow you. Please come. I want to follow you. This is a very anointed man of God. He's got many ministry gifts. I'm also a pastor and I want to follow him. And the destination of his ministry is where the video camera is. So, I am following him. So, sir, I admire you. I love you. You are my mentor. I am your protege. I've observed you for decades, and I am in no doubt that the anointing of God is upon your life. I'm determined to follow you. Please go to your destination. I'm following you. Onyaminipa. You see what he has done? Did you see what he just did? Did you see what he just did? What did he just do? He turned. Where I'm standing, if I turn, I'm going to somebody's husband as if I'm a homosexual. I must walk and walk and walk and come here before I also turn. Son, one of my sons, he says that anything I've done, he wants to do it. Yes. He just enjoy doing the things I am doing. So he went to the secondary school I attended. I was the sacristan prefect there, the chapel prefect. Without paying bribes, he became the chapel prefect. He got almost the same grades I got when I also was in sixth form. I went to medical school. He also went to medical school. I became a pastor in school. He also became a pastor in school. Say following. But when he comes home and I'm squeezing my wife in the bedroom, he can't say that daddy is with his wife. So I'm also going to bring a woman into my room. I'm teaching in English. He needs to wait, because as you are following, it's not everything the person you are following is doing that you also do. Say details. I'm ending.
Oh, you are blessed
with
that.
It is not in a man that walketh to direct his steps. It's not in you. You cannot direct your steps. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all thy mind. And lean not unto your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he Magoda Bashataba. Mandalas Katobaya. Don't choose a man you want to marry because he looks nice to you or he looks like your father. A lot of men marry women who are like their mother. It's a very primitive reflex. Tonight, I'm talking about God directing him. And look at it there. And he shall direct. Why? Why should he direct your path? Because the world is like this room without light. Very dark. To find your way to a job, somebody must advise you. Yes. To find your way to a job, to find your way to a man, to find your way to even where to stay. I was original. I should be living in America. All was set. You can't easily find your way in this life. Why? Because darkness shall cover the earth. And then when it comes to human beings, it's even worse. Gross darkness. You don't know the person you are sitting by. And it's and not in a negative way. Because there are a lot of details about the person's life you are not privy to. You don't know how the person got to stand here. You don't know how the person got to even decide to be in church tonight. The world is dark. People are dark. So when you surrender your life to wicked men to guide you, you are going away from the will of God. That is why God introduces a powerful way of leading you to the place where you ought to find yourself. And that way is found in Amos chapter 8 and verse number 11. And that is where we end. Every Christian must know about Amos chapter 8, verse 11. Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land. It will not be a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water. Kaduna makasata. But of hearing the words of the Lord. I feel like going home. It's too much for me. I can't stand it. A day is going to come. I, the Lord, I will send a famine. Do you know what a famine is? It's like a lack of food. In Ghana, you are new. I'm sure you were born in the 90s. Or 80s. 70s. 2000. Haba. Where were you when we were eating yellow corn? What? Yellow corn. Kokonte was like jollof rice. The chicken we were eating was tilapia. Yes. Not the tilapia as you know it. It had a certain face. We call it ewre. I have not seen anything in this country. They say $1 is 13 cedis. Yellow corn. Food that was being given to pigs. You were born in the 90s. Oh, you're also 2000s. That you've not seen life. That is famine. No food. We were not buying bread. Today, if you go down there, you just get A1 bread. A1 bread. Valley View bread. Is there? Beautiful bread. What? What? Hot oven. There's a bread called hot oven. Oh, we need to discuss it. Hot oven. Beautiful. Beautiful. Those days, there was nothing like baked bread. You went to the bakery and bought the dough itself, and you found a way of baking it yourself. You are new. You see how she's surprised? Like you go to Oyibi Junction and go and buy kenke and eat right there. No, you bought the kenke and went home to look for your own charcoal and cook it yourself. Nobody has time to cook no kenke for you. How special are you? That's famine. You see how we eat kontomre? Nkontos. Kontomre. Those days, the leaves were cassava leaves. Wake up. Wake up. But the Bible says that God is going to bring another famine. This time it shall not be the famine of bread and corn and kenke, but it shall be a famine of hearing. That there will be masses in the church who are starving because they don't hear the word of God. They don't hear. Oh, these are the things that make me believe the word of God as the word of God. This is prophecy. Look at the next verse, verse 12. And let's rise up and pray. Matukata. Mandesh kumandila boskataba. Ramagadimos ke mayande. Ranimakatas kama. Because of the famine of hearing, because they don't hear, they will not hear. Because the lifestyle of listening to messages and watching preaching videos is going to be a very, very rare life, a very, very, very uncommon behavior, they shall wander from sea to sea and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro seeking the word of God. And shall not find it, because the word of God that benefits you is not the word you go and see a prophet to give you, but it's a word that originates from the engines that are purring inside of your stomach. It's your effort you have made to hear God's word. They shall wander from sea to sea, chasing one prophet to another. Moving from one church to another. Even in this church, I've seen people who used to sit here. On Saturday evenings, they were sitting here. Today, I can't find them. And there's nothing in me. I am a top class shepherd. But there's nothing in me to chase such characters. Because before they came, I checked their history. And I knew that they were just roaming from church to church. We are not standing here because we roamed from church to church. We are standing here because every morning we paid the price to use our eyes to read the word of God and to pray and to watch and to listen to anointed men of God preaching. That is why we are here. Anybody who doesn't live the lifestyle of listening to messages, watching pastors preaching, you set up yourself, you'll be wandering. It's called from sea to sea. 6 months in Central Gospel Church, 1 year in Action. Then they move to Lighthouse. 3 months in the Adenta branch. Then they move to OEB. Then they are in Macarius. Then they are in the Ogoto branch. They never settle. Because the power and the force that underpins you in the kingdom is the power of the knowledge that comes when you rise up to hear and to see for yourself. Some of you are going to be raped by false pastors. They will bat you first. Can you sit down? When I want to end the message, when people stand, I get confused. They will start batting you first. First of all, they will start buttoning your shirt. Everything I'm saying will come to pass. Write it somewhere. You cannot have sex with your wife until they give you permission. Then at regular intervals, defined, well-defined moments on the calendar of the year, they have to bath you for purification. There's nothing I'm saying that is a joke. Some of you sitting here, within 10 years, you'll be drinking a pastor's urine.
And we are there in circle. Come in Kumasi circle, they are there. It's called roaming. Wandering is the King James. They shall wander from sea to sea. That is, sea to sea means big church to big church. A sea of people. You see, tomorrow they are in Perez. Then they move to Royal House. Before you know, they are deaconesses in Royal House. Then before you know, after 1 year, you are watching Prophetic Encounter, First Love Center. And she's on the stage leading worship. Hey! On stage. Watch my words carefully. Watch my words. But I cannot go on by informing that my personal observation that such people are under a curse. Yes. And may any curse you are laboring under be broken tonight. Any curse that I'm showing you tonight, that there is a curse that comes upon a person that makes a person unable to stay in one place. In fact, some of the people, as I'm preaching, the people on my mind cannot even stay in the same job because it is syndromic. It's what? It's a syndrome. As they are in church, so they are at work. So they are in their relationships, moving from place to place. My dear friend, David said in Psalm 119, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Which word? Which word? Which word is a lamp? I'm asking a question in English. But you can't hear what I'm saying. I'm asking that, which word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path? Which word? Because there are many types of the word. Which word lights your path? Which word? I'll tell you the word which is not a lamp. I'll tell you the word of God which is not a lamp. The word of God which is not a lamp is the word of God that you roam about with itching ears, getting pastors to tell you what you want to hear. That word of God is not a lamp to your feet. The word which is a lamp unto your feet is the Jeremiah 15:16 type of word. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy words became unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. I have been called by thy name, O God. The word which lights you up is the word you search for with your spirit. I'm going to church. Did you know Psalm 1? Blessed is a man. Blessed is a man that walketh not, that sitteth not, that standeth not. And he almost ends by describing that man. He shall be like a tree. Madusa kataba. Bankata. He shall be like a tree. I say he shall be like a what? A tree, a tree, a tree, a tree, a tree. The Christian we are talking about is not a floating log of wood, but he shall be a tree planted by the rivers. Which river? There is a river, the streams whereof make it glad the city of God. There's a river. There's a river here. This church, you may not know. You think it's just chairs and human beings. There's a river here. It's not God's plan for you to be roaming around. He brought you here to be planted. We are called the plantings of the Lord. The Bible says, again, I repeat as I end, a day will come. God himself will plunge the earth because he can see that you are a wicked man. He knows you, that you have no interest in him. You only have itching ears, moving from pastor to pastor, prophet to prophet. The Bible says that God himself will send a lying spirit because he knows that you're not prepared to pay the price. Tonight, rearrange your life. At the back of the church, it's a downloading corner. We have prepared some messages for you. Take your phone and let a brother put a message on it. Get a Bible. Read your Bible. Meditate on the word of God. Listen to a message. Because a day is going to come. Those with self-inflicted famine. Self, you inflicted a famine on yourself by your lack of readiness to read the word of God and to hear. If you don't make that effort to read and to hear, he says that that life, that price you don't want to pay, somebody is watching me online, that price you don't want to pay, to sit down, read the Bible, ask yourself, what is God telling me? Ask yourself, what does this word mean? Go to other translations, check the dictionary, ask yourself, is there a message, an instruction in this for me to obey? That work, if you don't do it, God will set you up to be wandering from church to church, pastor to pastor, prophet to prophet, till one day you find yourself drinking the urine of a prophetess. Today, you may think I'm joking, but there's nothing I have said tonight that I cannot give you names, places, dates, and times. It is my prayer that in this dark world, with dark people, people you don't know, how can you see a girl and say you want to marry her based on the size of her breasts? How? But men do that. Men do that. Based on the beauty of her face. They marry her, bring her home, and they don't even want to see her face. Because there's more than what you see. Because the way of a man is not in himself. It's the word we hear. It's the word we read. It's the messages we hear. It's the counsel we receive that guides us through the complex mazes of this life till we are where God wants us to live. Thank God for your pastors. We thank God for Bishop Dagwood Mills. Where would we be without Bishop Dagwood Mills? But he's not enough. He's not enough. He's not enough. You must know God for yourself. Because when you don't know God for yourself, that you become like the seven sons of Sceva. That all they know is that Jesus Bishop Dagwood Mills preaches. All they know is that God Bishop Dagwood Mills calls upon. But ladies and gentlemen, a day comes that Jesus you call upon cannot be Paul's God or Paul's Jesus, but your own God. Your own. Your own. Not mine. Your own. Yes, we know of the God of Abraham. We know of the God of Isaac. We know of the God of Jacob. But the man who called on that God also knew that God for themselves. Rise up. And know your God yourself. because you can never bring out a demon mentioning the God whom Paul preaches. There's nothing like a God that Bishop Dagwood Mills preaches. There's nothing on earth like the God that Bishop Ogo preaches. The only God who will answer for you is the God you've paid the price to follow. Is the God you've paid the price to serve. Is the God you've paid the price. He said, those that seek me early shall find me. I love them that love me. And those that seek me. I pray from today, your quest, your energy, your time, your passion, your desire will not just be sitting in church, being buzzed up and down, but you will pay the price to know the God of heaven personally. He said, I know my sheep, and my sheep also know me. Listen to me again. There is nothing like the God of Bishop Dagwood Mills. When you call on that God, he must be a God you must also. When he appears, he doesn't come. See, the God of Bishop Dagwood Mills is the God of Bishop Dagwood Mills. The great things he did for Bishop Dagwood Mills were based on how he related with him. That's why everybody has his God. Everybody has his God. Everybody has his God. My mind has just gone to a story I read recently of a man who was driving out with his son in an open-topped car. These convertibles, America. And as they were driving, they saw a plane far up in the skies. And the man asked the son, son, what is that? He said, that's a plane. He said, how big is the plane? The boy said, it's slightly smaller than our car. And the man continued to drive. He said nothing to him. The following day, early in the morning, he woke up the son and took him to the airport, to a place where they could see the aeroplanes very close. And he asked the boy, son, what is this? He said, that is a plane, daddy. Why do you ask this question? He said, how big is this plane? He said, it's very big. He said, son, this is the same plane that was up there in the sky. It's the same plane. The size to you depends on how far or how close you are to that plane. May your God not be a small God. May your God not be a matchbox God.
Amen.
Everybody has his God. The size of the God you have is dependent on how near and how close and the price you pay to be close and to relate. My God cannot be your God. My God cannot be your God, because you've not paid the price I have paid. Neither can your God be my God, because the price you've paid is not the same price I've paid. That's why each one, the Lord, when David introduces the Lord, he didn't say the Lord is our shepherd. He said the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. May God help you and bring you closer through seeing and hearing. Stand to your feet.
Oh, wow. What a word. Oh. Oh. Ha. 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 Hey. Avadimo Shimezinima. Ha. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. What a way. What a way.
Don't just copy people. We've come from somewhere. We were doing something before we came here. We were doing something before we came here. We didn't just get up and bath and come here. We were doing something. We were living a life. The life you choose will give you the God you will have. Matada. Majudima. Rakasada. New converts, get it right. Stop making God your walk with God church attendance. You are wasting your time. Can you lift up your two hands? Sada baba. Mandia kuba. Hey, mandalas kadini ni maso. Enimo kabahanga. You don't want to pay the price to see and to hear. You want to be walking about, just appear in church and go back. A day will come, you will call on some Jesus, he will not appear, because that Jesus is not a cheap Jesus. The Bible says in Isaiah 45 that he hides himself. He hides himself. Everybody has his God. There is nothing like the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Lift your hands and pray. Pray.
That I will know you. That I will know you.
Mayako de masi mayame. Leave a shoni ma. An experience. Pay the price.
An experience for God.
Want to pay the price?
Pay the price, oh God.
Want to pray the price? Ah, to chase you.
Yes,
to chase you. To chase you. I'll run after you.
Oh yes.
I'll chase you. I'll chase you. I'll not be indifferent. I'll not be indifferent. I'll chase you. I'll actively pursue you.
Yes. Yes.
Marandini masa. Senimo. Mayinele mosa. Kabahata. Kabahata sataba. Inini mosa. Amandi katinda mosa dalaba. Inimas, Kei namus kipiata handa. Anamus kapala baba. Mandi. Indino sumahanda la baba. Imama, stop calling on somebody's God and call on your God. If you have one, call on your own. Mayanda la baba. Satalaba Shamanimosa Ino Imahata Sandalaba Remaniba Remanimanama Santalaba. Ah, may he guide you in this dark world. May he lead you. May he show the way. May he block some paths. May he open some paths. May he show you the way. May he say no. May he say yes.
Yes.
May he show you the way. Jesus.
Mabadish Ibrahim.
Mayandala
Basa.
Every eye closed.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
And every head bowed. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Nino, Nino Mas, Adila.
Shinimo Vrevisidi.
Ayarabasa.
Adivekeso
impreda. Anin Keko Akasinibo
Shibrahadia.
Ayamanina Mayandedi.
Kavasoni mo Vedus.
Ayaka, Yayaka.
Bino
Ayaka, Yaka, Yaka. Kanunina Mosidi Mahandele. Alanima, help us, Lord. Animo Simri Mandala Baba Yaka. Save us. And we shall be saved.
Oh yes.
Animako talabasa. Randa la
balata.
Remain.
Recadus, Adwanda, Levedis, Adwanda, Imbra, Adwanda, Imbradusa, Adwanda, Kedush, Madunama, Kadimaska, Bragadas, Magidas, Leveson, Agandalaba, Sundele, Bradasoke, Badasa, Anani Nani Mahandosa, Anina Masandani Madosa, Hey, Madinde Lebosata, Randini Moso, Minandi Mando Manima, Ayana Namasa.
Oh, God,
once every head is bowed.
Yes, Lord.
I want to pray for somebody here today who is yearning to have a relationship with Jesus.
Yes, yes.
You want to draw near Jesus. You want to know Him. You want to be close. Remember, it's the same plane. But how far you are from it.
Yes.
Is what determines the size as you know it. Maybe your God is a very small God. He does nothing in your life. So you have time to chase devils and drink concoctions. But there's a sister standing by you. Her God is a huge God. And as every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you want to say, Father, enough of the games.
Enough of the games. Yes.
I want to get it right.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
And Pastor, please pray for me. I want to know God.
Pray for me.
I want to know God.
Yes.
I want to know Jesus. Yes. Somebody's online. They're watching me right now.
Oh.
Yes. There's a reason why you came online. God is talking to you.
Yes.
He's talking to you. And if you are here, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me.
Pastor, pray.
I want to be born again. I want to know Jesus as my personal Savior. Oh. Wherever you are. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed, you can lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray for you. Yes, I see your hand.
Yes, yes.
I see it. I'm so happy.
Yes.
With the ease with which you raise your hand, it's beautiful. It shows that you love Him. You want Him. You need Him. You want a new beginning. What a beautiful gesture. Lift your hand high. Lift it high. I see it. And already I can hear heaven is clapping. That a soul is running to God. If your hand is up, at the back, in front, wherever you are, if you raise your hand, wherever you are, now, the next step, come to me in front here now. It's your day. Let's celebrate it. It's your day. Come, yes, come, 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 come. It's your day.
I belong to you.
I'm waiting for somebody there. Come. My dear, come, come, come. Come. It's your day. It's your day. No, come and see me. Come here. My dear, come. Yes. Clap your hands for them. Come. Beautiful. Keep clapping your hands for them. Satan is surprised. He can't believe what has happened here tonight.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lift your two hands. Everybody, lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. Lift your two hands. Use him, Lord.
Yes.
Use him.
Oh, Jesus.
He's hungry.
Father,
he's hungry. Church wants everybody. Everyone lift your two hands and say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
You are fighting for my life.
You are fighting for my life.
You fought on the cross.
You fought on the cross.
And you are still fighting.
And you are still fighting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For bringing me to this church tonight.
For bringing me to this church tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For everything you are doing.
For everything you are doing.
To draw me to you.
To draw me to you.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I see what you are doing.
I see what you are doing.
And I respect it.
And I respect it.
I say thank you.
I say thank you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For tonight.
For tonight.
For your word.
For your word.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I ask.
I ask.
Please look at me.
Please look at me.
See how dirty I am.
See how dirty I am.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
I've done many bad things.
I've done many bad things.
I have sinned.
I have sinned.
I have disobeyed you.
I have disobeyed
you. I have lived wickedly.
I have lived wickedly.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Have mercy.
Have mercy.
And wash me.
And wash me.
Today,
today,
I ask you for a new beginning,
for a new beginning,
to start afresh,
to start afresh.
Thank you for the pastors.
Thank you for the pastors.
Thank you for the people.
Thank you for the people.
You will give me,
you'll give me,
to help me,
to help me
on this road.
On this
road,
I'm determined
by your grace, to walk on it,
to walk on it.
Thank you,
thank you,
that tonight,
that tonight
marks a great victory,
marks a great victory.
Over the devil.
Over the devil.
I will not walk with him again.
I will not walk with him again.
I will not follow him again.
I will not follow him again.
I will only follow you.
I will only follow you.
My God.
My God.
My Master.
My Master.
My Savior.
My Savior.
And my Lord.
And my Lord.
I thank you.
I thank
you. I am born again.
I am born
again. It's a new start.
It's a new start.
I will walk.
I will walk.
I will run.
I will run.
I will force.
I will
try.
I will try.
I will do my best.
I will do my best
to walk with you.
To walk with you.
And to serve you.
And to serve you.
Till my dying day.
Till my dying day.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Can you see the pastors who are waving their hands there? The man and the woman. You can see them. They are very important. Because you see, without them, you are going to fall back to your old ways. Yeah. The things you are running away from, you are moving from, you've been doing it since you were born. You are like professors in sin. But today you are born again, new babies.
Hallelujah.
That is why you need them.
I've never seen a 2-month-old baby at the Trotro station taking Trotro to go for weighing. Weighing, 2 months. Have you seen one before? No. A mother carries them. A father carries them. And today, that is your mother, that is your father. More of them are in the room. They will help you. They will pray with you. They will counsel you. They will assist you. They will say no to some things. They will say, we are going. And all these things will be done to make you a strong Christian. Clap your hands once again. So I want you to follow me. Follow me. Let's go. Follow me. And when you go, take care of them, Abna. Is it clear? It's very clear. Sing it now. To the Lord's table, the special moment to eat the bread of heaven, to eat with the Savior. He invites us to his table. Think of it. When was the last time you ate with an important person? But in Christ, we eat with the King of Kings. And we dine with the Lord of Lords. That's why he said, for as often as you do this, you remember the Lord's death and suffering. Ladies and gentlemen, we are not doing this because we are hungry. Because no. You know yourself, this thing cannot quench your hunger. But we do this because we want to remind ourselves that someone died for us. Someone loved us. Someone gave himself for us. And if God did not withhold his son from us, why will he not guide us in this dark and sinful world? Why will he not send angels to care for us? So lift your bread and say after me, this is the body of Christ.
This is the body of Christ.
Say, as I eat it,
as I eat it,
I receive
oneness,
fusion.
I am one
with the body.
As I eat it,
the power in the body
is the power I will have.
I am one with the body.
The body of Christ.
Let's
eat it. For my flesh is meat indeed. And my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless is the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break.
In the same way, he took the cup. And listen to what he said. This is the blood of the new covenant, which was shed for the remission of the sins of the world. Remember what he said. It's the blood of the new covenant. So each time you drink it, you can come into a covenant with God. Lord, as I drink this, I'm going to win a soul for you.
Yes.
As I drink this, I'm going to read my Bible every day.
Yes.
Because it's the blood of a new covenant.
Yes.
And may this usher you into a new life.
Amen.
Because the blood, it actually stands for life. Receive life.
I receive it.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Let's drink it.
I will pass over you. Oh, when I see the blood.
Lift your hands. Whether you joined us or you did not, lift your hands and let's pray. I now usher you.
Oh, yes.
I push you.
Amen.
Into a new room.
Amen.
With new experiences.
Amen.
I push you now.
Oh, Jesus.
With new appetites and desires.
Amen.
That draw you into a deeper relationship.
Amen.
Get deeper.
Oh, Jesus.
Let the water rise.
Yes.
From your feet to your ankle. To your knees and to your waist. Go deep.
Amen.
Till you are swimming.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
I now appoint you to bigger experiences.
Amen.
Yes. Powerful supernatural encounters.
Amen.
Oh. I now appoint you.
Yes.
Visions you've not had before.
Hey,
begin to have them.
I receive.
Dreams you've not seen before. May you have those dreams.
Amen.
I see God's hand drawing you deeper.
Amen.
Drawing you closer.
Amen.
He's sweet.
Hey.
Even when you taste him, your conclusion is that he's sweet. How much more when you experience it? So I send you deeper.
Oh, amen.
Deeper in prayer.
Amen.
Deeper in the word.
Amen.
Deeper in the power.
Amen.
Deeper in your encounters.
Amen.
Deeper in your interaction with angels. Deeper.
Oh, Jesus.
In your service. I send you deeper.
Oh, amen.
I push you deeper.
Yes.
You are doing it anyway. So why not go deeper?
Oh.
The Lord take you deeper.
Amen.
The Lord strengthen you.
Amen.
The Lord harden your forehead.
Amen.
Oh. Receive a resolve. May Satan not deceive anybody under the sound of my voice.
Amen.
Any step that will lead to deception, any step that will lead to evil, may the Lord snatch you from that step.
Amen.
By reason of the table you sat on to eat. I pray, may every need be supplied.
Yes.
Every need. Because you've eaten at this table, may you not be a beggar for bread and a beggar for mouth and a beggar for water and a beggar for meat. May this be enough for you till we meet again and break the same bread and sing the same songs. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
You may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.